That's a good question. One of the things I lay out in the book is really where the war on terror is going next. And I think if you want to understand where it's going and probably what it's going to take to win it, this would be a book you want to get. Because what I show is that terrorism in many respects is like water. It takes the path of least resistance, and we're dealing with a thinking enemy. So you move one way and it moves another. And what we've seen since 9/11 is that Al-Qaeda, which was traditionally in Pakistan, we now see these franchise operations which have popped up in Yemen, which is where they have the American, and also in Somalia, and then you have this homegrown component. So in many respects, the threat is more complex and it's more diverse, because on 9/11, Al-Qaeda was like a Fortune 500 company with Osama bin Laden as the CEO, and now it's much more of a franchise operation. And I know since bin Laden's death, there are three areas that the U.S. intelligence community is looking at very hard. Number one, were there plots in the pipeline before his death? Number two, will homegrown, I'll say, or sleeper cells use his death as a justification to launch attacks as we get towards the 10th anniversary of 9/11? Or will these affiliates in countries like Somalia and Yemen kind of step up to fill the void? So I don't think it's as simple as we pull down troops or resources from one area and then we can bring it into the United States. Unfortunately, the people who are making decisions on these issues right now really face some very tough challenges.